Welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report. It's a happy final at Everbank. 24-19, the Jaguars over the Tennessee Titans. And gentlemen, it starts on defense today. Bend but broke, don't break, and they get it done.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job against the real key ingredient to success was stopping Chris Johnson. They did a great job against him. And the next step is to get pressure on a young quarterback, Jake Locker. They weren't able to do that. And it got a little bit nerve-wracking there at the end of the ball game, but a really big play by Russell Allen tipping the ball and a big play by Dwight Lauer making that interception to close that game out.
Well, you had a feeling before that drive they needed a play because they've been having trouble getting people off the field when the other team's passing. So you knew they had to make a play. And Mike Mularkey's talked all season about this team needing to make a play. So Russell Allen made the first one, and then Dwight Lowry took advantage. And this team hasn't done that enough this year, but they did it today.
I was getting nervous. Yeah. I mean, I was getting real nervous. Yeah. I know you were too, because this reminded me a little bit of the game at Houston where they had an opportunity to close the game out with a 14-point lead. And I was sitting there going, uh-oh, here we go again. And somebody made a play, and that's what it takes. Somebody's got to rise up and make a play.
Well, you're right to be nervous because it felt exactly like that. I think everybody who follows the Jaguars was thinking the same thing. And there wasn't enough pass rush today. And sometimes when that happens, somebody in the back seven has to step up and do something that's maybe out of the ordinary. And that's what happened at the end.
On the other side today, Chad Henne overcame seven sacks and had a solid day and had a home run from Cecil Shorts as well.
Yeah, a big-time play by Cecil Shorts, and he just continues to get better. Justin Blackman, I thought, with the opportunities he had, real solid. They gained over 100 yards rushing for the first time in seven games, and so that was a step up. But what really impressed me the most was the performance of Chad Henne, and not the overall performance, but the ability to still stand in the pocket with poise and courage after he got sacked seven times. And in particular, after the sixth sack, he came back and put a drive together to lead the way for another touchdown. And to do that, because he had to stand in the pocket on that drive multiple times, that was impressive.
Well, he played like a guy who's got some experience, and he waited for things to happen. I thought what was impressive was that Justin Blackman didn't have a great first half. I mean, he had 236 yards receiving last week. He didn't have that monster half, but he came back, and at the end of the game, when he had a chance to make some things happen, he had a solid day. He had a professional day, so it looks like he's starting to turn the corner and become that guy.
Now, one other thing that I would add, I think that was really the reason for their success was the field position battle. I think Brian Anger had an outstanding day punting, but also the field position overall. Not sure exactly how many times, but the last count that I had, I think it was five times that the Titans had to start inside the 15-yard line, maybe six times. And when you've got a young quarterback, to make them go the long way, that was big.
Anger had two that significantly flipped the field from where the field position could have been a lot worse. All of a sudden, the Titans started at the two and I think the three. That's why they got him. Not necessarily winning every game, but to put the offense in a tough spot, that's why you had a punter like that.
I think we got to get rid of this fedora now since the Jaguars are a winner,
first,
right?
First with the glasses. These are done.
Put some weight into that. Wait,
all right. That's how you break glasses.
I like it.
And then we're going to take this.
The Jaguars win it 24-19. The fedora is gone.